Good morning. Thanks for coming back to the show. You know, opioids, it is in the news. It's everywhere. And yes, it is in Atlanta. Commissioner Liz Hossman joins us to talk about a upcoming forum that focuses on recovery of our community, which is in the midst of an opioid epidemic, just like everywhere else. Good morning to you, Commissioner.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Talk about the opioid epidemic from an Atlanta point of view. What's going on in our city?
Well, we are in crisis. Every day you hear of another incident of a family member from a quote-unquote good family that has fallen victim to this epidemic. And we're losing young people just at such an alarming rate that probably would have never become addicted in their normal life, but somehow or another had the need for some prescription type medication, and then they were in this unfortunate cycle and made bad decisions. And so we're trying to, you know, we've done a lot, I think, in the last couple of years to raise some awareness of the problem. Mm-hmm. And now our efforts really are geared towards recognizing the signs so families can understand what their loved one may be going through and how to get them the help that they need to break that addiction and to get their lives back on track.
Now, they say epidemic. Is it different from any other drug epidemic that we're having? Because we're still having crack epidemic. We're still having epidemics all over the place.
Sure we are, but in this particular case, some of these drugs are laced with such strong additives, fentanyl, that one dose can be lethal.
Right.
And they don't really know that that's what they're ingesting.
Wow.
And then it's too late.
Absolutely.
So you know, this is a little different. 42,000 folks succumbed to this nationwide in 2016. That's alarming.
And, it was just kind of hitting the scene, you know, hard for that many deaths. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, in Fulton, we proposed in 2016 to provide Narcan to our first responders throughout the county. Mm-hmm. And that was an educational effort. That was not really understood what that did and why we were going to those lengths to do that. And now it's very widespread, and it's saving thousands of lives. But the unfortunate thing is that, you know, you get in a crisis, the first responders come and assist you, they revive you, and unfortunately it's so addictive that you do it again.
Right,
and
exactly.
So we've had multiple repeat saviors of the same person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do is get them the help that they need, to get those families the support that they need to help their loved one and make that recovery so that they can get back to a productive life.
Absolutely. You talked about the signs and symptoms. I think we don't really know what those are, you know, as opposed to another drug. So talk about that for a moment. What should we be looking for?
Well, I'm not the expert on that area. I think that any sort of time that you have a drastic change in behavior, you need to be able to recognize, you know, there's the emotional erratic behavior, there is the lack of focus, there's all sorts of things. But we're going to literally take folks through a teenager's room scenario so that a parent can go in their room and see what might be a warning sign that they need to investigate.
Right.
So we've got people from the Georgia Substance Abuse Council that have been through this personally that will be at this summit that can speak to that kind of effort. So we feel like that everybody knows there's a problem now, but what are we going to do about it, and how do we recognize it early enough so that folks may not be as, you know, destined to go down the wrong path and not be able to save themselves.
So the forum is on May 8th at Roswell's Centennial High School. Talk about who's going to be on the panel. Who will people see and hear from during this forum?
Well, we, in addition to our panel, we have a lot of service providers and vendors in the community, civic organizations, first responders that will be there, and from the medical community that will be available to answer questions. So the panel portion is just one piece of the program, but we have Latrina Foster, who is the director of our Fulton County Department of Behavioral Health. We have a person from Grady that is a certified addictions counselor. We have a master addiction counselor from Summit Counseling, who is one of our partners in Fulton County in our behavioral health department. And then we have a peer counselor from the Georgia Substance Abuse Council that will speak, you know, she's in her 20s. She's just, you know, 3 years out of recovery herself. So she can definitely speak to what people are going to. And then we have a parent that has lost a child and what that's like that's also on the panel.
That's a terrible thing. So tell folks what they need to do. Do they need to register? Do they just need to come?
No, there's no registration required. We're just opening this up to the community. We will, of course, put out materials after the fact on our social media and our website. But what we're trying to really do, there's so many different groups out there that are working to the same effort, but they don't know about each other. And so what we're trying to do here, and that's why Fulton County Behavioral Health folks will be in attendance, is to connect those groups. And if we can serve as that connecting resource so that when someone's in crisis, they know how to get the help that that family may need. That's really what we're trying to do at this meeting, is put that network in place so that we can really help people get through this.
That is awesome. I see that Lisa Flagg said that in 2017, deaths related to drug overdoses are nearly equal to motor vehicle deaths. That's a lot.
Yes, and in some communities it has surpassed motor vehicle deaths. So it's serious. It's very serious. And we're just trying to do everything we can from the government perspective to coordinate those services and make everyone aware that there is help for them. They don't have to be embarrassed. You know, I think we've gotten through the stigma issues in a lot of respects. But now what? And if we're really trying to end this, we have got to put the resources and let people understand what they can do and that you can recover.
Absolutely. They can also go to the Fulton County website for more information.
We're working on that, but yes.
That's FultonCountyGA.gov.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. FultonCountyGA.gov. Again, the forum is going to be held at Roswell's Centennial High School, May 8th, 6 p.m., and you don't want to miss it. We need to definitely talk about and find solutions for our opioid epidemic that's going on all over the country. Commissioner Hausman, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and your effort.
Well, thank you, and thank you for highlighting this and helping us inform the community of what we're trying to do.